Well, hello there. My name is Martin Day, and this is The Ridiculousness, and this is episode 31.
R-I-T-I-T-U-L-O-U-S, The Ridiculousness with Monday.
Right, with that, I mean, I guess we should begin. Did you want to introduce yourself, I suppose? That would be probably a good way to start this one.
Hi, I'm Pratt.
Hi, I'm Tedious Parrot. Hi.
Excellent. Yeah. Brilliant. That's your screen names, which is awesome, which is how I met you guys. This podcast is brought to you by Twitter, essentially. Because I've been throwing myself at it relentlessly for the past 2 weeks or so, and I've met fantastic people. And we've all sort of come together. This has been something that's actually starting to take off now. Loads of different people are all sort of coming. You know, I've done podcasts with people all over the world now. It's fantastic. And you guys are taking off in your own right. You know what I mean? You record your own stuff and you put it up on YouTube, which is amazing. You know what I mean?
Wait, what do we?
Do you? What's I don't you, know.
Do we? No, we don't. No, we don't. You got to confuse with someone else.
Oh, I must have you confused with other people then, I guess. So. Right. Well, you know, that's a good beginning. What do you guys do then? I suppose that's the real question.
As in, what do we do in our lives, or what do we do on YouTube?
Well, either, really, whatever you're comfortable with.
Well, considering I don't do anything in my life, YouTube is really the way to go here.
Well, fantastic.
YouTube is my life.
There's nothing to be ashamed about. I mean, is this something you're ashamed about, then, or...?
No, I'm not ashamed about it.
Oh, that's good. It's
a perfectly acceptable life.
It is a perfectly...
It's reputable.
You're not raping people, essentially. That's the main... But you're not raping people, are you?
No,
good.
No.
That's fine. I mean, I suppose there's been games where, you know, that kind of stuff happens. So, I suppose in a way...
I do not play any of those games.
I don't know. Sometimes when it gets really late at night, I suppose, I might flick them on. I don't know. Leisure Suit Larry, I suppose, is the filthiest game I've ever played, really. I don't really know. Of many others, the sex game market does exist, though, doesn't it? There are plenty of sexy, like, booby games, you know. You can,
Never heard of it. Never.
I have. I can hit you up some links or whatever, you know what I mean? That's all.
No, I don't want any links. I'm a good person. I'm completely... what's the word I'm looking for here?
Wholesome?
Yeah, there you go.
Nice.
I don't know about Pratt, though. He's a bit dodgy.
I haven't played any games where I rape people, so...
Well, I mean... But sex occurs in games. It's not like...
Like Grand Theft Auto.
Grand Theft Auto.
And The Witcher. And and Fable. And...
Oh, Fable's
brilliant.
I haven't
played any of these games. I'm just listing them.
I used to love Fable, the original one, essentially. It all got a bit convoluted. The games are never as they promise. They always come out with hype, and they say it's going to be an open world, and your choices will actually have, you know, significance in the story. But they don't. It's not. It never works properly, and it always confuses me, and it always depresses me, and I don't like it. I've had a really bad relationship with games, certainly for the last 10 years. They've moved on without me. It's all flashy guns and explosions and call of medal and stuff. Oh god, it's too much for me.
Call of Medal of Halo,
that's the one. That was that's the one they talk about at work. And fuck me, FIFA. Jesus Christ, I don't understand football like in real life. So I don't really understand why you would want to digitize
What I don't understand is why you'd want to play FIFA when you can go out and play real football.
Well, you could
be a normal person.
Play real
football. Why would you want to play real football, though? That kind of sucks.
Yeah, but the people that play FIFA obviously like football.
Yeah. Yes.
Therefore,
well,
they go out and play normal football rather than simulated football.
Yeah. I mean, you don't play Barbie's Horse Adventure if you don't like horses. You know what I mean? You know what I'm saying?
You don't?
Well, horses scare me, so it's nicer, like, in my bedroom. With no clothes on.
Well, no. What, the horses or yourself? Do you dress up the horses in your bedroom? This is a turn for the worst.
Yeah, sometimes just get a bit carried away.
And this is Pret.
See, this is what I wanted. See, I've been listening to yours videos, you know what I mean? I've heard yous two's ramblings. So, this is what I wanted. This is good stuff.
Ramblings? We don't ramble. We just speak the truth and nothing but the truth.
Okay, your truthful ramblings. Is that acceptable?
Our banter.
Your banter. There we go. Your banter.
Banter.
Banter's essentially what all of my podcasts have become. It's just people talking shit, I suppose, essentially. It's mostly a facade, but it's all based in reality with me. The jokes, and essentially I'm trying to just be funny, but they're all kind of based in reality. Most of them, anyway. The raping jokes, they're not based in reality, which is good. Good for society, I think, really, because, you know, I stopped all that now.
Mm. Very good. Okay.
So, you know, can you take me through some of the games that you post on your YouTube channel then, please? Tedious Paddot.
Okay, on my YouTube channel, some of the games that I do are... hang on, I need to actually look this up.
See, I did my research. Mirror's Edge, essentially, is the one that I've actually really been enjoying. I didn't enjoy playing that myself. I thought the game itself, for me, I didn't know what I was doing. But watching you play through it has been really cool. I've really enjoyed it. It's nice.
It's a nice series of videos I have there in Mirror's Edge. I don't enjoy them, but other people seem to.
You have to do what you enjoy doing, though. You shouldn't. If you don't enjoy something, don't do it.
No, I do enjoy it. I just don't enjoy dying all the time.
No.
But then again, no. If that's my mindset on anything, I wouldn't have a YouTube channel. Or at least if I did, it wouldn't have any videos.
Well, that's the problem. I suck at games, and I don't know. I don't really understand what I'm doing with all of this technology. I was born at the wrong time, I think. That's my problem.
Aww.
I know.
You missed out on all of the good stuff.
I have. When I was a kid, computers had cassette tapes that you put in them, and you had to press play and sit and wait for fucking 10 minutes for the game to load. It's... you've no idea, the pain and the hardship.
That sounds like Pret's computer, though, so... It doesn't sell that much.
Oh, dear. Well, you know,
God, fireworks.
I know, it's pretty cool, actually. The Earth is, you know, celebrating, and people just keep letting off all these noisy firecrackers all the time.
Just big explosions.
It's nice, though. It sets, you know, sets the scene, I believe.
I don't like them. I'm not typing. You can't hear anything. Okay, lovely. My mic just picks up pretty much everything, so, you know, just making sure.
Yeah.
Can you hear the fireworks in my mic?
I mean,
my
I can hear fireworks on your side. It's not really coming through. I mean, I wouldn't worry about it in the recording if that's what you're worried about.
I was just wondering, because, you know, if I just randomly say fireworks, then it's going to be weird.
No, that's...
You hear the firework and it goes boom, and then it's like, firework! And you're like, that's what he's talking about. I see.
I think that'll be fine. I don't think that's going to be a problem.
Well, we'll see.
Well, yes, we'll have to. But, you know, it's all good. There's nothing wrong with exclaiming fireworks. People, you know, would understand, I think. So
it's like Tourette's. I just have them. There aren't actually fireworks here. I just sort of fireworks.
You just like the word, yeah. Is it just fireworks or anything else, or you know, just fireworks?
Just fireworks.
Firework Tourette's. That's got a
Tourette's for every. Tourette's doesn't exist unless you say the word fireworks.
You do hide it very well, though. I mean, this is the first
time. I do try.
Yeah, yeah. You've managed to suppress it, which is impressive, certainly to say the least.
It usually only comes out once every year on November the... Well, some date in November.
If, you know, just an approximate... I don't like saying the date either, you know what I mean? I don't like that. Because it gives a point of reference to it, and, you know, that's irritating. Hey!
Whoa, oh, wow. Whoa, echo.
I mean.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, okay, one sec.
Okay. Oh, okay. There we go, there we go. And we're back. Oh, there we go.
We're back. Where did we go?
Well, for the moment, you know, it's just it's editing. In podcasts that happens all the time. So yeah.
What? I've never been in a podcast before.
No, you have. It's just yours
was
really yeah, I listened to it.
Oh, that one. Oh, that's not really a podcast.
The PP podcast.
That's more of a not podcast.
You've recorded half an hour of audio.
But that's not a podcast. That's just...
That was your pilot.
That's just half an hour of audio. That's it.
Exactly.
A podcast is something that you make its own website for. You go onto iTunes, you upload it to there, you get people download it, and then you speak.
You don't necessarily
And the more you make, the more famous people you meet. That's a podcast. That is a podcast.
Well, I guess, no, you're right. Yeah, you haven't been in a podcast. Well, you have now. This is it. How do you feel?
This is my debut podcast.
How do you feel?
It's amazing. It's like, it's incredible. My spine is tingling.
I normally have that effect on people. It's useful in my line of work.
Yeah, it's nice. I like it.
It's good. Am I making you feel comfortable, though? Is that okay? I don't want you to, like, feel bad or anything, you know?
No, I'm really comfortable right now. Oh,
good.
Oh, maybe a little too comfortable.
Good stuff. Have you got any drinks with you at all? You know, are you...
I have one, but it's pretty much gone.
Oh, dear. What were you drinking?
Water.
Oh, okay. I've got a nice big bottle of Vimto next to me, and I've got a cup of hot chocolate. Oh, dear.
That's nice, but to the first one.
You don't like the Vimto?
No, I do not.
Oh, I was raised on that as a young pup. All the way through to proper adulthood. So yeah.
No, I never liked Vimto.
No.
It's not right.
I don't know. It was either that or, you know, you go hungry in my household, so you had to learn to. We didn't have choices back in those days. Oh.
Can you guys like hear me and stuff?
I can hear you.
Fantastic.
Yeah, you can hear me then, I guess, as well.
Yes, I can.
Fantastic. Can I ask you a question then, Pret?
Sure.
Brilliant. Do you like Vimto?
It's probably the most disgusting.
Yes!
Fuck, I'm outvoted. That's it. Do you know what? I'm not drinking it anymore. That's it. You've changed. You've changed my opinion. This is worrying because I actually really liked it.
If you just like clear everything and just like clear all your taste buds, right? Just do it now. Do it now. Clear everything.
Okay.
Okay, focus on the Vimto.
Right.
And take a swig. It tastes like dog poo.
Ah, see, no.
I have fixed him.
I don't think it does. No, it still doesn't taste like dog poo. No. Oh. Not any dog poo I've tasted, anyway.
Does it at least taste bad? Wait, what?
Ah, see, no, it's fruity and... Oh, no, it's delicious.
Well, go back a little. Not any dog poo you've tasted. Excuse me?
Well, probably when I was a child. You eat all sorts of shit. You're crawling around out in the grass, you know what I mean? Ugh. You never eaten some shit in your day?
No.
Oh, Jesus, boy, you've never lived. I don't know. I don't know what's wrong with you. This is what's wrong with the generation. You haven't eaten enough shit. You need to eat some shit. That's all I'm saying.
Okay, I have a dog, so, you know, we'll see.
That's probably, I mean, it's best to eat it really in your formative years, you know, when you're, to, you know, to aid your fucking, what do you call it, your immune system. The one. Yeah.
Really? What, eating poo helps your immune system?
Yeah, it gives you some of the shit. Oh.
You know, but then in your later life, it could, like, kill you.
Well, life kills you, doesn't it, really?
Well, no.
No, it does. We're not built to live. We are built to die. We decay. We don't get better with time. We get worse with time. So, you know.
That's not what you're talking about. I get better.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Well, I suppose, you know. You haven't hit your prime yet, though, have you?
No, I have. I definitely have. And really? I will stay at the same level from now on.
Oh, okay. Oh, cool. Well, that's pretty... That's, you know, if you can keep that up, because I thought I could keep that up, and I went past my prime, and now I've gone downhill quick. So, yeah. I don't even know what I'm doing anymore. That's the problem, I think.
You're making podcasts.
Well, I try, but it's nothing. This is... Do you know, I started with SingStar microphones. I've got wireless microphones with my SingStar pack because I like my singing. I know you like your singing, so you can... You're with me on that, right?
I like my singing.
I'm shit at singing, but I enjoy it. It's fun.
I'm with you on that, too.
Yeah. So I thought one day I could probably plug those in to the front of my computer and record stuff. And
sing!
And... I don't know about the singing, because I'm quite shy about that. I'm not very good at singing, but, you know...
Neither am I.
I know. But you're better than me, so, yeah. I don't know. Maybe one day, I was thinking, because I want to start doing, like, proper, like, big group podcasts with my friends, and we were gonna... Because I've bought, like, a big microphone mixer. I'm going all out on this. I've actually paid for some kit, and I'm gonna get my mates over, and we're all going to sit about and drink and talk shit, and then maybe even do some singing, I guess. Why not?
A podcast orgy.
I don't know if they'd be up for that. Oh. I know I am, but it's a bit hard to convince some of them, and most of them, in fact, all of them, are dudes. So, yeah.
So?
Well, they get... No, because, you see, I can't let them know that I sleep with each other. You know what I mean? I have to keep it secret from all of them, because they think they're the only one. So I have to keep it under wraps, you know what I mean? Obviously, now, I've just let the game out. You know, I've just let the cat out of the bag. They're going to listen to this, obviously.
Oh, yeah.
You've just fucked up my whole...
But you didn't have to say that now, because if you just said to all of them, oh, yeah, let's all do it together, then... They would say, oh, yeah, nothing wrong with that, but I know he does me specially. You don't have to tell them you do all of them.
I do. Each of them, I tell them, you know, I only do you specially. I'm doing you special. That's the way I like it.
That is how you do it. And then you just go with all of them at once. And
do you have a particular brand of lube or anything that you could recommend? Are you a Vaseline or are you a KY man?
I'm ketchup.
Ketchup, shit, man, that would be fucking awesome. I'd like that, because, you know, you get like a calorific value and, you know, a nice smell, you know.
And it's red,
which might, I don't know, do you like that then? Is that a nice color when you're romantic?
That's a really nice color. Mustard works quite well. It stings a little, but it works quite well.
Whole grain or French or, you know, English?
All of them.
All of them. I mean, I guess really the best one, really, if you're going to get sexy, is going to be the American, like, squirty mustard. That's going to be the easiest, you know, for proper, like, penetration.
Oh, yeah.
You're going to really hit the spots with that one.
Can I just say, I've listened to some of your older podcasts.
Yeah.
I was kind of looking forward to this, and then, you know, they all seem to have really nice topics. This has been about, like, sexy rapist games, and then now it's lubing yourself up with mustard to have a gay orgy.
Would you like to suggest a topic, then?
I'm sorry that this isn't to your expectations, Pred. I was really excited about this as well. This was going to be, I'm interviewing two budding YouTubers. This was my first, like, professional podcast, and then I don't know what happened. I got all excited, and I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
I know what happened. You started talking to me. I just do that to people.
It's true. We should have totally ditched this guy, man. Yeah, I don't know.
You should have. I don't know why you invited me in the first
place. I know, right? I wasn't even talking to you, like, in the first place. God.
Yeah, I know. You're weird.
I am a little weird. Yeah. I have that problem.
You're not weird, you're eccentric.
Oh, no. To be eccentric, you have to have money, I suppose. Wow. I haven't got any money.
You just paid for a kit to sing. You don't have any money? You got that podcasting kit on the way.
Well, yeah, that was like £30.
That's not money? I would happily have £30.
Well, you know, I have a job. You gotta have a job. I got a mortgage and all that shit. So.
I have a YouTube. Does that count?
Did you monetize? Is that you've monetized your YouTube?
I did a partnership.
Yeah.
I'm being paid for making videos.
Which is cool.
Yeah.
And that's what I wanted to talk to you guys about, really. How did you guys start, like, recording stuff? Like, when did you get the decision? You know what? I'm gonna record my footage. I'm gonna record my gaming sessions. When did that start?
This one's. I honestly can't remember. I know a long time ago, like I used to watch a lot of YouTubers, like they did all this gameplay commentary stuff, and I said, oh yeah, I'd really like to do that. But at the time, I didn't have anything to do it with because all I had was a Nintendo Wii. I didn't realize that computers were so amazing that you could play games on them. So then I was just like, occasionally, whenever I was the only one at home and I was just playing on my Wii, I'd start talking to myself. I'd say, hey, maybe I'd be really good at this commentating business. Let me look into it. And then I found out you could do it on the computer. And I started recording and I really got into it. And ever since, I haven't stopped.
Which is cool.
Yeah. Well,
you know, I think that's amazing. I think that's an inspiration to people. I really do think that, because you're pretty good at it. I think you're both pretty good at it. And I was impressed. I was certainly impressed.
Yeah, thank you.
That's cool.
I think another reason I left it for so long is because when I first got into it, I was a squeaker, and obviously the internet is no place for squeakers.
No. I mean, because I'm going to say, you're both relatively young, really, aren't you?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm not going to give your ages away for probably, you know, possible litigation issues. But you know what I mean? It's you've got your whole life ahead of you. So, and this is just the start of it, and it's only going to get.
We're slowly decaying, and you know.
That is true.
Well, it is true, but you still have quite a few years ahead of you. You don't decay that quickly, so.
I'm not going to decay, like I said. I'm saying.
Well, I know you're not, Mr. Parrot, but you know, Pret, on the other hand, wow. You know, we're both human, aren't we?
Sure.
Have I caught you guys at a bad time? Is that the problem or?
No, Pret's always like this, and I'm always like what I am like. What's wrong with me? I'm fine. Pret's just the one who's slightly odd.
I think we're all a little odd on the inside, really.
I think you two are slightly odd-er.
I think we might be slightly odder than you.
Yeah, but the only reason you say that is because you've, like, barely spoken. Now, haven't you? Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, I guess.
Is there anything that you would like to talk about then, Pret? No.
I'm happy listening to you guys if I have any mustard movie stories.
No. Ask him the question about how he got into it, like you did me. Say how... his story.
would you be prepared to tell me that story then? Is that okay? Where did you get your inspiration then to start recording YouTube videos?
It's pretty much the same as Power. It's just watching other YouTubers and talking to myself a lot, so...
Cool. What were your main influences then when you first started watching YouTubers?
I don't really know. I guess it was just the Yogscast mainly.
Because I like watching their videos as well. I've always continued to watch their series. It's not really what they're playing, it's them. I like them. I don't care what game they're playing. I don't care what games most people are playing. As long as I like the person, you know what I mean? It entertains me. That's what it's about, really.
Yeah, it's like people say it's about the game. It's not at all about the game. It's about the commentary.
It's most of the time, I just sort of tab out and listen to it instead of watching the video.
Because without I've seen people upload videos. They haven't got any commentary over the top of it. It's just them. You know, if I want to sit and watch Minecraft, I can do it myself. Really, I can switch it on right now. It is really about your personality, and I think that's what it is. And now, thanks to the internet, everybody has their voice, and everybody can make a way of making a living from this, which is the most important thing.
Indeed, indeed.
I can't do it. I'm not very creative. That's my problem. I just jabber away. You sit me in the corner, I'll just talk shit all night, really. To my own default, really. I embarrass myself in public quite regularly.
Sounds like me. You're like an older version of me.
Oh dear, I'm welcome to your future. This is,
oh god, I'm gonna sit at home podcasting and singing away and having orgies with men that I pretend that I don't sleep with all of them but I really do. Is what? Oh god, this is crazy.
I know, I'm sorry to break it to you this way, but you know, that's just the way it is.
Doppelganger.
Do you have what are your plans for the future? You know what I mean? Do you want to, you know, keep making YouTube videos? Is there something that you want to do outside of that? Is there, you know?
Well, I want to keep making YouTube videos because I really enjoy it. But like there's also a job. The job path that I want to take is pretty much what I do on YouTube. I want to be like a video game tester or something. Because I've always been interested in the fact that you can just get paid to play games. Especially games that haven't even been released to the public yet.
Exactly. That's it. You're the beta tester.
Yeah. Like, I go through the whole game and the company looks to me to see if there's anything wrong with it.
You are paid, essentially, to try and break the game. That's what I like about that. Yeah.
The only potentially bad thing is you have to write exactly how you got to it. But I can do that. I can just talk my way through it.
Yeah, get a dictaphone. That's what you gotta do.
I'll just do like I do on YouTube and say, yeah, here, watch this YouTube video, skip to this point, and you can see how it works.
3:14 in the video, that's it. That's, what you need
that's where your glitch happens.
So how about you then, Pret? What are your plans for the future? Do you have...
Well, right now I'm kind of like on a break from YouTube.
So yeah.
This is like the first thing... Like, I forgot about this.
I know. I do apologise to it. I feel like I've kind of, like, crowbarred you into this, and...
I was looking forward to it. I completely forgot, so...
I'm really sorry. Yeah. But yeah.
It's fine. I'm fairly sarcastic all the time, so...
Oh, God, that's all right, then. That's okay. So, yeah, that's endearing. That's nice. But you're gonna just take a break, obviously. You're gonna come back and... I guess continue on your paths. So this is,
yeah, I guess.
Yeah,
we'll see.
But again, as I said, you're only young and you're talented, so it's only gonna get bigger. It's only gonna grow. It's only gonna progress.
Or it could just stop.
It only stops if you stop. That's the thing. You get out what you put into it. I found that's all of my life I was demotivated. I didn't want to do anything. I was homeless from the ages of 15 to the age of 27. So that's a long period of my life where I was just doing fuck all, essentially, moving from town to town, just dossing around, just surviving. That was it. So I just wanted to do something. People always told me, you know, I've got potential. I was fed up with that. My whole fucking life. You've got so much potential, but you don't do anything with it. So I got a job in Sainsbury's, and I thought, you know, that would do, wouldn't it? That's my potential. I've got good potential to work in a supermarket. That's what I think. Yeah. That's
lovely potential.
So that's all I'm saying is, you've got to stick at it. You have to keep. You've got to put in the hours to get anything out. That's all, you know.
That is true. That is true.
Nothing Wise happens. Words. Nothing happens for nothing. I'm good now. I'm feeling better now. This hot chocolate, actually, that's what it is. It's taken a bit of an effect now. I'm feeling much better.
Goddamn fireworks!
See, there you go. That firework came through, though. I saw the little blip on the soundometer thingy that's in front of my face.
Oh, I thought you were going to say I saw the actual firework come onto my screen.
Oh, man, that would have been awesome.
The blip of the firework.
I would have loved to have seen your blip of a firework. That would have been... That would have topped. That would have been podcast gold right there, but sorry. Not to be. Not today. Not today. I'm sorry. Pret, can you... Do you have a firework you can produce? Is that possible, or...?
There is actually fireworks in the background, but I don't think they're picking up on my mic.
Oh, that is a shame. That is a shame.
You got to sit closer to the window.
So how do you guys do this then? Like, is it, you know, you're in your bedroom?
I'm just outside, like in the garden.
Nice. You get a good signal out there. I like this.
Yeah.
Yeah, are you hardlined in, or are you Wi-Fi now?
I'm hardlined.
Oh, good, good. It's the future, really, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah.
It's always the best.
I'm scared for the future. I don't really understand how technology can evolve even more than where we are, really. I don't understand.
Basically, what happens is technology becomes so good that, you know, it just kills everyone. And we have massive wars against it, and then, like... We use computers to fight against them, but then all of a sudden these computers sort of just fight against us as well, and then that's technology in the future.
Shit. So it's true then, all those Philip K. Dick novels and
all those movies. They're all true.
Oh Jesus. Oh, see, that's depressing. I don't want that.
Hopefully, it'd be quite cool.
Hopefully, it'll be after I die, because
you know, I mean, I've spent my whole life on a computer, and to die by the hands of a computer, I think that'd be quite cool.
It would be fitting, I suppose, wouldn't it?
It would be
artistic, yes.
Oh, yeah.
But I think I could take my computer in a fight. It's...
You see, mine's more like a Dalek, so...
Wow. I think I could. That's it. That's pretty cool. I'd like that.
It also glows red.
It glows red?
Just
wow.
Dropping that in there. It glows. It sounds like a rocket.
Wow.
When I start it up, it goes... Rah! Like a rocket.
Mine makes a really loud noise. Mine does the same thing. I don't understand. When I first turned it on, I thought it was broken or something. I didn't understand what was going on.
I thought mine was broken because it didn't start originally, and then like a couple of weeks into me first buying it, suddenly... Rah! And I was like, okay, what the hell just happened? It actually made me physically jump.
Oh, that's fuck. See,
it was a firework.
I don't have a particularly good computer. That's one problem that I found. I tried to record like stuff I've released. I put Minecraft. I did like Minecraft videos. I thought, why not? I can do that. I bought a copy of Fraps so I could record it. And you know, it was good. And then I thought, you know, because I've got to convert the files. They're massive files, aren't they? When it records on the fly like that.
They're huge.
Yeah, the fucking. I set it to split every four Ryan gigs that came up. So you know, that's fine. So I've got four Ryan gig size files, which is brilliant. But then I've got to convert them, and I don't know. I was just like, oh fuck, whatever. Windows Movie Maker, that will do, right? It's just there. It's good. And it's shit. It fucked up all my videos, man. Four videos in, I fucking actually thought, you know what, I might take a look at one of these, just see what they look like. And oh my god. And then when I upload them to YouTube, and they say, oh, we can fix them. We've noticed you have lighting issues in your videos. Would you like us to fix it? And I'm like, you know, brilliant. That would be good. Because you can't see for shit when it's nighttime. So, and it makes it worse. So then I've got to spend another half an hour waiting for it to fucking convert it back again. I didn't have a good time when I started to dip my toe into that massive water.
You don't have the know-how.
I don't. See, what I need is to hire people like you two.
I'm listening.
Ooh, we like this. I don't know. I couldn't really afford to actually pay you in money, because...
Aww. I don't... What about cookies?
I'm pretty good at making cookies.
Oh, you can pay me in made cookies. I can do that. Is I that... work for cookies.
Can I tempt you with my cookies, Pret?
No, not really.
Had you listened to, like, all of my podcasts, Pret? Because this is what happens in pretty much every single one of them. So, yeah.
I've listened to, like, 5 or 6.
Wow. Yeah, they are essentially me just talking insane bollocks, though.
Does it give you, like, how many people have actually viewed them? Does it tell you that?
Yeah, no, it does. I mean... I've had a couple. I mean, my biggest podcast has been like about 800. I think I'm coming up to 900 views. Well, plays / downloads with that one.
Nice.
So, yeah, I mean, they're not too bad. I mean, the because I don't have my own website. I pay a separate website where I can post them. Because obviously, because when I first started doing it, I thought, you know, it would be fine. It gave me 15 gigabytes of traffic. So, you know, that was all right. Because I thought, you know, fucking nobody's going to listen to this. So it's fine. I don't need any traffic. All I'm going to do is upload it. And then I've got somewhere where I can, you know, I've just stored it. And then people did start listening to it. And it soon exceeded the 15 gigabyte traffic allowance within a couple of days. So I now have to pay $9.99 a month.
That is a lot of money.
I view it as a hobby for me. This is just what I do for fun. So, yeah, I'll pay £10 a month for a hobby. That's fine, I think, really. And, yeah, it's just growing. And it hasn't really stopped growing. And I find it fun. 876. That's the my biggest podcast. 876 plays / downloads. I also get, with the privilege of paying some money to the website, podomatic.com, they give me a map where I can look at, you know, where people in the world have downloaded this. And I'm big in America, and I'm big over here. When I say big, I mean like 20-odd people or something. I don't fucking know. It doesn't tell me exactly the number of people. It just tells me the downloads and stuff. But, yeah, it's good. I find this fun. And also, it's made me meet new people. I would never have been introduced to you people before in all of my
you
life.
You people? What does that mean?
Well, yous too, that's what I mean. Sorry, when I open my mouth, sometimes the wrong words come out. I'm sure you're familiar with that one.
Oh yeah, I have fireworks. I have firework Tourette's.
You do have firework Tourette's, but only a couple of days in November. Which is, you know, it's a bit of a bugger that I called you on one of those days, really, isn't it? It's terribly bad luck on my half.
I mean, you're the one who wanted to do it at this time, so it's not my problem.
No, I could have done this way earlier.
Oh, no, you couldn't. No. This was all your fault.
Oh, okay. No, it was. It was my fault.
It was your fault.
Man, I was all up to do this the very first day when Pret sent me a message on Twitter.
I had no idea what was going on when Pret sent you a message on Twitter.
I know. What was going through your mind when you did that, Pret? Was like, because I followed you, I believe, out of nowhere, right? Because
yeah, so I just sort of looked at your Twitterings and then found your podcast, and it was pretty good. So
thank you very much. That means an awful lot to me, because I just believe this is insane ramblings. I don't believe there's any real credibility in what I do. I'm just a regular guy who has a job as I said in a supermarket. That's true, I do work in a supermarket.
Sainsbury's is one of the best. It's my favorite, so you're winning there.
Thank you very much. That's good. Do you know, I get 10% off in Sainsbury's because I work there. How super fly is that one? I know,
I'm
right?
So jelly.
Oh dear. So is that true? You like Sainsbury's as a supermarket then, is that?
No.
Shut up, Teeth.
It's pretty expensive, but it's nice.
It is. Sometimes it is expensive. You're right. The branded items, I find, that's where the expense comes into it.
But that's the same as everything.
Well, yeah, that's true. I had a firework then. Brilliant.
I heard that firework.
Nice.
It was like a blip on my screen.
Oh, good. Good. You saw my blip of a firework as well. I feel we've come to know each other a little bit better now, I think.
We've connected.
I think we've done more than that, sir.
We've interlocked.
Oh, dear. Can I ask you, like, some more, like, technical questions then? Because this is actually quite useful for me. You know, like, when you do, like, a multiplayer, like, on Minecraft, like, how... I know this is going to sound really terrible, but how do you even go about setting that up? Like, do you have to, like, buy a server or something? I don't understand with that.
But Minecraft is... It's got it on its website, actually. You can literally just download something that's the server itself, and then what you do is you look into it, and obviously you wouldn't know this because you're old, but
it's true. And then click on links. I've done that before and I got burnt hideously once, so
but then you like port forward and everything. You probably don't know what that is.
I've tried that and it's the most difficult thing in the
it's
world.
It's so easy.
I've come across that term before, and yeah, I have no idea what that even actually means.
It's just so easy to do.
See, but it's easy because you've done it so many times.
That is true. Second nation. The first time I tried to do it, it was hard, but then I like punched myself in the face once I realized how easy it was.
Well, okay, like actual like a face palm, or like properly punched yourself in the face?
No, I punched myself. I had like knuckle dusters on as well.
Jesus Christ.
I just went, oh my God, I'm so stupid, and I punched myself in the face.
Is this something you do often?
Only when I do something really stupid like that. So yeah.
Okay, yeah, so it is. Okay, right. Blimey. This is quite a debilitating factor in my life.
I'm like the guy once that I saw from like Japan or something, and where every day he wakes up and he punches himself like 100 times in the face, and now his face is like a brick.
Wow.
Like that guy, except mine's more holy because I use, you know, knuckle dusters.
Holy shit! I've never seen that video. Can you make your own series of videos then? Every day you punching yourself in the face. I think that would take off.
I would love to.
That would be good. What you need is to punch yourself in the face, and then in the background have a cat that jumps in a box. That's what you need. That's the secret to YouTube success. Self harm and cats in boxes.
Right. Okay. And Charlie bit my finger.
Oh, fuck that, man. No babies. No fucking babies. No. I don't know. I find making people uncomfortable fun. Well, not necessarily fun, but I find that funny. I find it slightly amusing.
So do I. So, we have so much in common.
Occasionally, you know, I say things that are a bit weird. And,
I always say things.
Just to confuse people sometimes. But, yeah, I had to learn. When you're in, like, a big public setting, it's probably not the best way to make friends.
I did not know that.
You're liable to get your drink spiked. That's all I'm saying.
No. I did not know that.
Yeah, so there you go. That's another life lesson for you there.
Thank you, sir.
That's okay. Any time. That one is on the house.
So does that mean next time I have to pay?
Oh, maybe.
Oh, dear.
It's just a cursory, donation. That's it, really.
Does it have to be money, or can it be stones?
Oh, stones are preferred.
Okay, good. Pebbles?
I don't mind a pebble. I prefer, you know, something that fits in your hand, like a good palm-shaped stone.
So you wouldn't want a pebble, and you wouldn't want a boulder.
Oh, it's got to fit through the door, certainly. that's important.
What about a small boulder?
I'm unfamiliar with the term. What kind of size would a small boulder be?
Have you ever been to a place?
Have I ever been to a place? I've been to a few places sometimes.
Yeah, but this place is like near the seaside, and
I've been to Brighton. That place is covered in small boulders.
It might be that place, but it's like there's like outside this building, there's like these pedestal things, and there's small boulders on top of that, which you always try and push off, and they never fall because they're like stuck down to it.
Yeah, no, they're too big.
Oh,
they're definitely too big. But if you could get me one of those, though, that would, if wanted specifically one of those boulders, then that would be good. I'd like that. You can have as much advice as you want if you did that.
Okay, well, then I'll try.
Can you tell me roughly what area of, you know, this lovely country we call England is? You know, I'm not asking for your street names or anything like that. I'm not going to come round and stalk you. Not just that yet, you know, obviously. But, you know, what area of England are you from?
I am from the southwest. Well, very close to London, Neum.
Oh, okay. Oh, you're going to be reasonably close to me then. I'm in Berkshire, which is about the same area, I think. I'm southwest.
Never heard of it.
No.
No, never heard of it.
Oh, you've never lived Berkshire. There's jolly good stuff in Berkshire. And Pret, where roughly about in England do you come from?
South east, I think. I live like in Lincolnshire. I don't know if you know where that is, but
okay. No, I know where that is. I know where that is. Is it nice then? Do you think it's nice where you live?
No.
I always find that people always hate where they're from. Why is that the case?
Because I just hate the world generally.
You hate the world?
Yeah.
Oh, that's a sad position to be in.
Well, it all looks the same, and it's
well, that's no reason to hate it, though, is it?
Yeah.
It doesn't look the same.
Well, some of it does.
It's roads and houses.
No, all right. Go into the very centre of the Pacific Ocean. Tell me that looks the same as roads and houses. Exactly. Silence.
How can you go to the middle of the Pacific Ocean then?
Yeah.
Right now.
Yeah.
Have you got the equipment and stuff?
Is there a middle?
You don't need... All you need is...
That's a very good point. Can you actually navigate to the middle?
I can't, but my pilot can. All you need is a black market, you know, plane that's stolen, sort of, and just some random pilot that's willing
all
to do this.
All you need... I have a random pilot friend.
Yeah, and then you say, can you fly me to the middle of the Pacific Ocean?
Oh, planes,
like, yeah, sure. And then he flies... And then, like, you get your paper parachute out, which you just made the day before, and you jump, and you pray to God that you don't die. And then you just sort of swim, like doggy paddle around, and you're in the middle of the Pacific Ocean.
Is that your favourite position, then, the doggy paddle?
Yeah.
It's good.
I like the doggy.
I find it's a little coarse, and it chafes a bit.
What parts does it chafe?
I don't know. Can you shine any light on that, Pratt? Do you get chafing at all?
No, I don't. I'll pass this over to Parrot.
See, I don't get chafing because I'm always oiled up. So, yeah.
Nice, like the wrestlers.
Yeah, but I don't wrestle. I just oil myself up.
Are you a fan of wrestling at all?
What kind of wrestling?
Well, we'll try for professional wrestling first.
I like girl-on-girl.
You like the girl-on-girl wrestling? Are we talking, like, the divas? Like, the you know, the fake hair and the fake tits and the fake face? And the...
No, how dare you know? No, I'm talking about Ultimate Surrender. Google that.
Oh, okay. Right. Yes, no, I've seen those videos. I know what you're talking about. Have you not seen the male versions better?
Why, do they have fake boobs?
They do. They've all surgically enhanced every single part of their body.
All right.
It's
well,
an impressive sight to see. If you've never seen it, oh my god, the lengths that they've got.
The lengths.
Oh my god.
Okay. So.
Next subject. We've gone over that. So is that it then? Have you ever played wrestling games on like your PlayStations or Xboxes or?
I have not, unless you consider Street Fighter a wrestling game.
No, unfortunately, no. Street Fighter is not a wrestling game specifically.
It's more of a street fighting game.
It is more of a street fighting game. They just did too many of them. That's what pissed me off. Like, I bought it and then like, oh, that's brilliant. You know, it's like it is in the arcades. That's nice. That's cool. And then they released a Turbo Edition and then a Championship Edition and then the Hyper Fighting. There's too many.
And then they go back to Turbo, but they add HD on the end. And then you're like, whoa. And then it's like 3D. And then
EX plus Alpha plus Omega minus Yamahas, I think. That's the next one, but they've shelved that one now.
And then they do the crossovers.
I don't know. Have you played the new one then, the Street Fighter X Tekken? Is that?
I have not.
Pratt?
No.
No. I was quite excited about that one. But I was more excited about the other way around. I wanted to see Tekken crossed with Street Fighter. Because the Street Fighter crossed with Tekken is essentially Street Fighter, but
wait,
Tekken
aren't
characters.
They just the same thing?
Well, no, because the engine they've used with the Street Fighter X Tekken, it's essentially it's a Street Fighter game with Tekken characters in it.
Oh yeah, that is.
So true. I want to have the Tekken game with Street Fighter. You know what I mean? I want to see it from that point of view. I think they've missed a trick.
I think you should contact the Tekken company and tell them, hey, I want this game, and then they'll make it for you.
Well, hopefully.
You have that authority.
I do.
No, I'll give you a tip. If you want a company to do anything that you want, type your email in caps.
Right.
It works.
And that's it?
Yeah, that's it.
Oh my god. Oh, this is so simple.
It is. It works. It's because it makes you sound like you're threatening them. I mean, you have authority over them.
Well, yes. Well, I suppose it's a little bit of both, really, isn't it?
Yeah, but, I mean, you don't want to be bad. You want to be the good guy.
I don't know. The bad guy has more fun.
No.
Well, I think so.
The bad guy ends up with good things. That's how it
is. Oh, okay. See, I want the good things then.
Okay.
It sucks being the good guy, man. The good guy's rubbish. Good guys are boring. What do you like to eat? Do you have like a favorite food stuff, Pret?
No. No, I like Doritos. That's about all I eat.
What's your favorite? Do you like the tangy cheese or the cool original, or like the plain? Which is?
I don't know what it's called. It's the red ones.
Oh, the chili heat wave. Chili heat wave.
Amazing.
They're nice. Do you dip or just straight out the bag?
I've tried the dipperisms, but it's not really my thing.
Have you tried hummus?
No.
Oh my god, hummus is amazing. You're not a man until you've eaten hummus.
I don't want to be a man then.
In my mind, I'm way funnier than what I actually am.
Yeah, that's the same with me.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't think so with you two. I don't know how funny you are in your mind, but you're pretty funny.
In my mind, I could be a professional comedian. Really, but I'm not, and I never will be, so.
It's fucking hard. I tried that when I was a kid. I was 16 years old, and I managed to blag my way into a nightclub called the Wedgwood Rooms. It's in Portsmouth, and they had an open mic night, and I managed to get on there, and I fucking froze on stage. I managed to garble out a few lines and, like, choked up, and horrible.
Did anyone laugh?
I got a slight chuckles. There was like two. I managed to get two jokes out, and like some people laughed. It wasn't like there was like you could hear the crickets or you know whatever. You know what I mean? It wasn't like that. But yeah, there were some laughs. But it was a horrible experience.
Yeah, see, that's why I wouldn't do it, because if I make a joke and it goes horribly wrong, you can't come back from that.
No, you can though. Absolutely,
you can.
You can.
It's just
do another one. As long as you can keep it coming out, it's fine.
Yeah, but what if you keep it coming out and then they're even worse? You know, it's just like,
at least
comes across your stage.
But at least you're committed. That's the thing. And there's going to be somebody out there that finds it funny. I promise you.
They might not be in the room, though, and then you'll just end up crying on stage. So it's a bit awkward.
Nervous breakdown.
Crying works.
Crying gets people to laugh at you.
Sometimes it can do. I don't know. It works in films. When men cry, it's certainly normally quite funny. I like it.
Fire!
to work.
There's your Tourette's again. Jesus Christ. I thought you'd try and keep it under control, but...
I'm sorry, I'm trying.
Not hard enough.
Firework! No.
That's good stuff, though. I like this.
Yeah, like, next time it comes up, I'll just mute myself. I got this.
No, don't worry about it. No, let your firework Tourette shine. Don't be ashamed.
Let my blip come through.
That's the one. Let it break through. How tall are you, Pret, if you don't mind me asking?
I'm small. I don't know how small. I'm like 5 foot something. I'm small anyway.
Oh, that's nice. So what kind of internet like connection do you guys have? Because for like, you know, uploading like and multiplayer games, do you have like hardcore like shit going on?
No.
Mine's really bad, but I'm not going to say that with Pret around because his is really terrible.
Because like, you managed to hold up pretty well here. It's fine.
Yeah, but that's because you're calling us and your internet must be fine.
Okay, really? Does it work that way then?
Yeah, whoever's hosting the call usually is the one who has like the best internet because the connection is better.
Oh, cool. Okay. Nice. See, I didn't know that. As I said, when we did the little talkie-talkie with the words on the screen bit, this is the third time that I've used Skype in my life.
So what do you use to podcast?
I use a program called Audacity. I physically get somebody to come around my house and I sit next to them and they get the comfy chair and I get a camping chair.
Lick them and they leave and they swap chairs with you. Just lick them. Trust me. It works.
Most of my friends like that, though.
Oh, okay. Well, then...
I went to a party the other day where the hostess licked me. I'm not joking. That was a thing that she had. She likes to lick people. And you like to lick people. I should hook you two guys up.
Yeah, you should.
Yeah.
Except she's probably a lot older than me.
I don't think she'll mind.
That could be classed as paedophilia.
No, but I know how old you are.
Excuse me?
Your date of birth came up when you agreed to be my friend on Skype.
Damn it.
There you go. So you gotta hide your shit, man. You gotta hide your shit.
My cover is blown.
You gotta hide your shit. That's, you know, you gotta keep it underground. Unless, because you've either gotta be totally public or completely private. Everything's gotta be, like, you know what I mean? Everything's gotta be disguised. So I don't mind being private. I've got...
Maybe that's not my real birthday.
Well, it's possible.
I'm actually pretty suspicious that his name isn't Tedious Parrot. So.
Well, I was questioning that. I thought either you had, you know, pretty cool parents or, you know, you've just decided on a really cool pseudonym for yourself.
Yeah, well, Pret's name is not really Pret.
Oh, I know how Pret's came about because you talked about it in your podcast. Which you can find if you search for PP, that's two P's together, and podcast. It comes up.
Is it? Is it really?
I believe so.
PP podcast. Holy muck, it does!
Yeah.
So if someone accidentally misspelled podcast and like fell on their P key, they might accidentally stumble across us. Cool.
There you go. Are you going to do more of those?
I am, but Pret's left the internet, so...
Well, he's taken a break. He said he's taken a break. You're going to come back, right? You've got to. You can't just...
Like, yeah, I'll be back in like a couple of weeks.
That'd be cool. Yeah. So, is that... Because I would like to hear more of them. You need to get one of those RSS feed things, and then you can get on iTunes.
We can get on iTunes? I thought you had to like pay to do that.
I don't have to pay. I mean, obviously, the amount of traffic that I create... I have to pay, as I mentioned earlier, but if you have an RSS feed, you just put that into iTunes and it does it. Like, I'm on iTunes, you can find me on iTunes. All you got to do is type in my name and I come up under podcasts.
Do you get many views or downloads through iTunes, or is it mainly through...
It is mostly through iTunes now, really, yeah.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah, I mean, unfortunately, I don't like iTunes. I don't like dealing with it. But it's a pretty good way of sort of getting your stuff out there. However, one problem. One problem that I've found with it, though, is it only lasts the last 20 podcasts that I've done. Whenever I do a new podcast, the oldest one drops off the bottom. And you can't find it anymore on iTunes. So I don't know how I get about fixing that issue. But I find that a bit of an issue. I want all of my stuff to be available there. There should be no reason why it isn't. Boo sucks. Essentially, the main reason why I started doing this was I wanted to capture a moment with my friends and people that I loved and have that sort of on file forever. Because, God forbid, one of them might die and then I've got them recorded. So I just wanted to record people before they die. That's what I wanted to do. But then it took off and it's evolved into something else now. And as I said, it's only going to continue to grow. It's only going to get bigger. It's only going to increase itself.
I'll be a regular viewer. I followed you and everything.
I know you did. That meant a lot to me. That did mean a lot to me. See, again, it's the furious clicking.
I like clicking.
I like flicking, really.
I like clicking.
What are your favourite kind of pants then? Do you like a nice like jersey, like jockey shorts?
I like G-strings.
The G-strings? You're a thong type man. Wow.
Yeah.
Nice. I have a thong. I have a Richard Cheese thong.
They're really comfortable.
They are not comfortable. What the fuck are you talking about? They are the worst type of undergarment ever. I don't know if you've got the same kind of girth as what I have, but it's like trying to cover a banana with a postage stamp.
Yeah, well, I like it. It feels nice.
Well, whatever floats your boat, that's the main thing. Whatever separates your cheeks, I suppose. So I would like to say thank you very much to both of you. Would you like to do this again?
Yeah, I would love to do this again. Don't even ask what that was. That was yeah. Okay, so I'd love to do this again.
Yeah, I mean,
we should have you on our podcast.
That would be amazing. I would love that. That would be lovely.
You know, once Pratt gets back from his
your sabbatical. Yeah, he's just taken a sabbatical. I believe it's called.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Awesome. Mm-hmm. So, do you want to? While you're here, you might as well promote your channels and shit for anybody that's gonna listen to this. Where can people find your stuff? What should they search for on the World Wide Webs?
Just somewhere on YouTube.
Yeah, search for Tedious Parrot. You'll find me, I'm sure.
There you go. See, it's not that hard, is it? It's easy to promote.
Search Pratt, I guess. That's
not your
name.
Does
that come up with me?
It should do, yeah. I believe it does.
Yes, I'm at the top of the page.
See, there we go. There you go.
Yes.
Yes. No, sorry. Yeah, sorry. I got distracted. I get too easily distracted. That's one of my problems.
Yeah,
I've got many problems. Lovely. Thank you very much. And hopefully we're going to get together and do this again soon.
Yes.
Yeah.
Excellent. Lovely. Thank you very much. And I'm going to bid you a good night.
Goodbye, everybody listening.
Bye. Bye.